Hello, Desert Vista High School. This is Tim Kaufman from Chicago. Looking forward to hearing you guys today. Okay, Sax, just bring that out there. Yeah, Sax, that could be twice as loud and really bring out the melody, whoever's playing lead alto. Right, trumpet solo, nice sound. So you need to sit down and look through those chords. Maybe sit with the piano player or something and figure out what's going on with those chord changes. Band, nice job. That's such a great chart. That's a great, great tune to assign. A tune to work on, you know, to really learn how to swing.
And Nolan Kelly on that trumpet solo.
You know, to play at that tempo. Ba 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 da ba do da ba boo da boo da ba boo ba ba do ba da ba 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 one. You know. So, stuff we talk about all day long is, you know, how do you get good at this? You got to do some listening to some jazz recordings and big band recordings. Hopefully you've heard some of the different recordings of Moulton Swing. All right, we'll talk more about that later. Here's Blues in the Night. Thank you. Sounds nice. So, bass player, when you're playing your bass lines on this, not this part here, the stop time thing, but, you know, the... Real smooth and connected. Always thinking about forward motion. You know, how do you push things forward between you and the drummer? Yeah, and the you know, the drummer and bass player, you know, your hookup is so important on any style of tune, you know, in a big band, and especially here with a slower medium swing, the ride cymbal and the bass, when you pluck your strings, got to be the same kind of time and smooth and connected together. You guys shouldn't have your head buried in the music. Should be looking at each other. Don't be scared. Bring it out there. Rhythm section drops out. You got to be play aggressively. Sometimes, you know, the first two tunes, those kind of tempos can be deceivingly difficult to play. Yeah, so make sure you don't rush those offbeat things. Ba, 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 da. That was better. When you have the eighth note thing, even professional bands will rush those figures. At the high D. All right. All right, guys, enjoyed your set. That was fun. Looked like you guys were having a good time up there. Good trombone solo on the last one. I'm a trombone player. I always enjoyed good trombone players, young students. Trombone's a little unwieldy to play. That was great. So, yeah, we just need to, you know, do more of the fundamentals and pay more attention to the details, you know, really getting better and better on your instrument, working on the chops and technique. Tonguing all the notes clean and clearly, working on a great sound, playing legato or marcato, you know, and then learning the style stuff, and then work, and then practicing your own parts outside of band. You know, that's okay to do that, right? You don't have to wait for your teacher to tell you to do something. You just do it on your own. Say, man, I can't play this part yet. I need to work on this. And I was alluding to this earlier. You know, how do you get good at playing in a jazz band? You need to have a good sound in your head of what a jazz band sounds like. So you listen to recordings. Such an obvious thing to say, but it's so important. Listen to Wynton Marsalis, Jazz at Lincoln Center. Listen to Gordon Goodwin. Listen to John Fetchock's big band, Bob Minster's big band, and, of course, bands from yesteryear, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Buddy Rich, you know, all those bands, and listen to how each of your instruments function and how they sound in a section. What's a rhythm section sound like in a big band? Saxophone section, trumpet section, trombone section. Lead trumpet, lead trombone, lead alto. What does all that mean? What do they sound like? What's a great sax soli sound like? What does the rhythm section do in a big band? How do they function? How do they set up the figures? And if you have a guitar player and a piano player both comping, how does that work? You can't comp at the same time, right? You got to trade off. So figuring all those things out and listening to stuff and checking it out. And what does a real swinging figure sound like from a great big band? Or a punch. Ba-da-ba. You know, how does that sound with the Basie band? Oh, man, it's the most, those three notes can be the most exciting thing you ever heard in your life. So, and then the next thing, of course, is the improvisation, working on the chord scale relationship. Some of the solos, you know, we're playing with good sounds, and you have an idea of what you're supposed to do, but then, like, we played a whole bunch of wrong notes, so we got to make sure we, you know, just kind of get the basic stuff down with the chords and the scale. Just see a chord, what are you supposed to play? What scale goes with it? You know, and if you're not sure, go to the piano player and say, hey, what are you playing on this? What if I play this? These notes, do these work? You know, take some initiative and see if you can figure some of that stuff out. anyway, make this music your own, you know, and really work on it yourselves outside of rehearsal. It's fun and something you can do the whole rest of your life. Anyway, enjoyed hearing you guys play today. Thank you.